The coronavirus hasn't been entirely bad news for one country in the world, and it's the place wealthy people have been flocking to in the last year. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Business is booming in Singapore. The sales of luxury cars is through the roof. One billionaire in China bought a $1 million Bentley there online, sight unseen. While real estate prices and rents fall in New York and London, those prices are zooming skyward in Singapore. It's not just that the country did a much better job of controlling COVID than the U.S. did or most other places. Singapore has long been a sanctuary for the rich. It's a safe, clean international city-state where the sale of chewing gum has been banned for the last 29 years. E-cigarettes are outlawed, as is the gathering in groups of larger than three after 10 p.m. I mention this to call attention to the detail the government has in certain matters. Having said that, I've visited Singapore a few times. It's sort of a Disneyland with stunning architecture and a culture that's a mashup of Chinese, Malays, and ethnic Indians, which means great food. You should visit sometime, but you have to have a lot of money to live there. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.